Hey there, thanks for tuning in to a new episode of the Darius Furu Show. Let me ask you a question. How long or for how many hours a day do you use your phone? A recent study showed that the average use is 3 hours a day, but I know that a lot of folks use their phones for at least 5 to 6 hours a day. And sometimes people say, yeah, those are the young folks. Nope, all ages. While the average is 3 hours, and I kind of think that must be accurate, there are, of course, people who use it way more and people who use the phone way less. But this episode is all about reminding you to get off your phone a little bit. If you are spending more than 3 hours a day, honestly, it's too much. No matter what your excuses are or how many deals you are closing on your phone or how much crypto you are trading, listen, life is not happening on the phone. And especially social media, which is where most of our time goes, or YouTube, puts us in a passive consumption mode. And when you're always consuming, your mind becomes passive and only starts thinking about, okay, where do I get new input? Where do I get new mental stimulation? Instead of coming from your mind or coming from an inward place where you think to yourself, okay, what should I create? What should I do now with my time? You know, thinking about those types of things instead of thinking to yourself, oh, what movie should I watch now? Or I wonder what the next video is that I'll see on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is. And, you know, the reason that I'm recording this episode and I'm talking to you about phone usage is not necessarily that the 3 hours or maybe 4 hours that you're spending on your phone is ruining your life right now. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're a perfectly functioning human being. But think about the future. What do you think will happen to your brain and your life if you keep being glued to your phone for 3 to 4 or 5 or 6 hours a day for the next 10 years? Just think about that for a second. I think that's quite dangerous, because if you are always in that passive mode and that your brain becomes addicted to those mental stimuli, in the same way that brains can get addicted to drugs, we can get addicted to notifications and whatnot, and all of these mental inputs, our brain becomes really restless. And that is not a helpful skill, because we know that in life, the most important and valuable things are accomplished by consistent effort, patience, diligence, relentlessness, mental toughness, all of these things that are basically the opposite of you sitting on your phone. Because you sitting on your phone doesn't do anything for you physically, mentally. It just entertains you and makes sure that you are not bored. So think about the future for a while. Think about your future. Where do you want to be? Do you really want to be in the same place where you are today, just sitting on your phone? Maybe in 10 years, who knows? Maybe you have a chip in your head and you can just visualize, or you can have those apps in front of you anywhere you are, or everybody's walking around with goggles and looking at these videos and apps and whatever 24/7. So it could be quite scary, you know? And I don't know if that's where you want to be. Me, I'm certainly not excited about being in that place. I'd rather profit from other people doing it through investing in companies that serve those people. But when it comes to my own life, honestly, in 10 years, I would probably still profit and benefit from the latest technology. You know, I always love having the latest MacBook or iPhone or whatever it is, because it really simplifies my life. For example, last year I got rid of my big DSLR camera and just bought a iPhone 14 Pro and started recording all of my course videos and, you know, videos that I use for my business with the iPhone and saves me a lot of time, energy, and also money, because I don't need to have a DSLR and the phone, and then also have a lens for my big camera. So technology is great. I love it because it also simplifies our life. And in 10 years, we'll probably have cars with batteries that maybe can drive for 1,000 miles or whatever. No one knows what we can expect in 10 years. And we'll probably have AI that can do pretty much all of our mundane tasks. But at the end of the day, we're still human beings. We need to have something to do. We need to dedicate our lives to something. But the problem is that a lot of folks dedicate themselves to consuming content. Honestly, it's a mission for people. They're always searching for the latest movies, music, or games, or whatever. And when you look at them, you think that their entire lives is dedicated to consumption. Do you want to be that way? Do you want to live your life like that? Or do you want to build and create and have real experiences and make memories instead of consuming other people's memories or whatever, right? So get off your phone. I published an article about this topic, and in the article, I talk about, you know, being smartphone free for one day. And what I really mean is be consumption free. Of course, not put your phone in the drawer and don't pick up the phone when your mom calls you or whatever, or your boyfriend or girlfriend, partner. That's not what I'm talking about. But honestly, just get rid of the thing or get a watch, or a lot of folks have a smartwatch. And that way you stay connected, but you can just commit to putting that phone in another room all the time and just not being so, you know, addicted to the thing. And I do that occasionally as well. I try to do it more often in recent times. And also, like, all of the standard stuff, right? Turn off notifications for all of the apps except for messaging and phone. Get rid of social media apps if you feel like you are completely distracted and you are like more than 3 hours. Honestly, if you're doing it more than 3 hours, get rid of all of the social media apps for a week or so. And honestly, you're not missing out on anything. Just install them later, but commit to just consuming a lot less, or delete all of them except for YouTube, because, or podcasts, you know, because it's still interesting and helpful and nice to listen to something when you're in the car. So I'm not saying go monk mode, because a lot of stuff that you see online also isn't realistic when it comes to this topic. Look, I'm not going to get rid of my phone, dude. You know, why? Because it sounds cool to say online while you're typing it or talking about it on your phone. No, I still love my phone because, like I said, I use the camera. I use the messaging. I like the screen when I read articles on the Wall Street Journal or Market Watch or whatever. I like the device. I think it's great. I just don't want the thing to change my lifestyle. And that's something that is happening to a lot of folks. So be aware of that. And that's my only warning to you. So I hope you found this useful, and I hope that it gave you some new insights and maybe some new things to try out. Thank you for listening, like always. And until the next episode, take care.